Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Yeah, I'm your host, Michael Horn. I bring you the Sports Lounge every week, and along with me is a man we call the Sultan. He's the real host of the show, everybody. He is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred?
Let's see. Hey, how's it going out there?
Going good. Before the show started, I asked Fred, I said, you like French dip sandwiches? And you said,
no.
And Mike, Gary, and I, we just started laughing because it was French dip day this week. There was a special day set aside for French dip. You mean to say if Mike, Gary, and I took you out to a deli for a French dip sandwich,
Don't think about it.
You would not go?
No, I wouldn't go. I'd go. I'd have an egg cream.
You go to a deli. What do you order? You get one of them big stack sandwiches with pastrami?
Exactly. Yeah.
I can't see you doing that. Yeah. What do you order at a deli?
With French fries in
salmon.
It.
They got salmon in delis. Good Jewish deli, good salmon.
If I'm going to go to a deli, every once in a while, I'll tell my daughter, I said, let's go down to Greenblatt's and get ourselves.
There. Yeah.
Let's go get ourselves a big sloppy, some roast beef.
Yeah.
And she goes, great. So we hop in the car and we get down there. And then there's like, by the time you get down there, then you're thinking about maybe I should get a turkey sandwich. Maybe I should get a chicken sandwich.
Right? There you go.
What kind of bread should I get?
Yeah.
But I wind up taking the bread out and just eating whatever I order.
It's got it. So that's the whole thing.
And then I have a beer. Of course, it makes everything better.
Room temperature?
Yes, exactly.
I was shopping the other day at a big box store, Costco, and I noticed they had about three or four ports, and I went, the holidays are coming up. Fred's going to be coming over. So I picked up a nice bottle of, I think, a very expensive port. It said 10 years old, and it's made by the Kirkland Company. So get ready for that for this holiday season.
Is it expensive?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be
expensive.
It's
one of the specials. It's really
Otherwise,
good.
I don't feel special if I'm just slugging down like a Ripple.
It's good. We've got a big show today. We're going to be looking at some games. Adam Burns going to be here with the big sports.
Yeah, we're
going to
do
Bet Online.
We're going to do an autopsy on our picks last week.
Fred and I went four wins for nine losses.
How could that possibly? But you know, eight of the nine were by 3 points.
Email Fred with your thoughts. Fred Dreyer at crtalk.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. How long has that record stood now, Fred Dreyer?
Over a couple of weeks. It's been several weeks now that I can remember.
I don't think it'll ever be.
How about 46 years?
Yeah, 46 years. That is something.
I could have had three families by now.
Between
now and the time that thing gets hatched.
Now, this week, a big story, and we'll get back to some football here in just a little while, but let's get into cheating, because I can't stand cheaters. Okay, you do every way, anything you can to try to win, but when you're an out-and-out bald-faced cheater like the Houston Astros, you should have some comeuppance. If they'll take the president and the PNCM, why don't they take the world championship in 2016 away from the Astros and give it to the Dodgers? Because they cheated, and they cheated everybody. They should take the league championship away from them.
I think you vacate all their wins. Fine them, do whatever it is you can in baseball terms to punish them, to the degree that which ownership, would like to think of themselves as protecting the sport, because what they're doing, that's not just winning games. They are degrading the sport itself.
Yep.
And if owners are doing that, and they are.
And allowing it to happen.
If they're allowing it and they're putting up with it. Remember, you know, Astros had a camera out in center field.
Yep. Yep.
And they were scoping in on catchers and pitchers. And then they radioed it, signaled it to the a guy in the hallway inside the dugout, and he would get the information, and in order to relay it,
how did he relay? What's the sophisticated artificial intelligence that they
use? He got an old cleat and beat on a tin can,
a garbage can. Yeah,
you know,
this is great.
So I guess they were playing the Yankees, and the Yankees said, "What the hell's that noise?" And they got into a big argument because they kept, you know, someone kept saying, you know, every time the pitcher gets into his windup or into a stretch, we hear this damn clanking. And then the light bulb went on. They said, wait a minute, somebody's cheating here. Somebody's, you know, tipping off the pitches here. Somebody's communicating stuff that they shouldn't be communicating.
This story was in The Athletic. It was out on Tuesday. Evan Drellick and Ken Rosenthal published an article, exactly what Fred's saying. The Astros stole the signs electronically in the 2017 season, and they revealed that four people who were with the Astros then admitted that they stole the signs during the games by using a camera positioned in the outfield. And Mike Fiers, he's with the Athletics now, but he's a pitcher at the time with the Astros. He actually said, yeah, that's exactly what they did. He spilled his guts. He was a whistleblower, and we know his identity, unlike other whistleblowers. And here's the deal. The Astros, the camera center field team feed it to a hallway in the clubhouse and the dugout. The relay comes in, and then the guys hits a garbage can to say, watch yourself out there. And they did it, I guess, every home game, wasn't it, during all the home
games?
Yeah,
they won a lot of games because of it. And
during the World Series, playoffs?
And so we were talking earlier here off camera, and everybody's talking about – here's the funny thing about it. Baseball, of all the professional
yep.
sports, baseball fathoms themselves as the most moral. They have the most most integrity. They squawk most about stats. They squawk most about Hall of Fame numbers.
Yep.
And in fact, over the last 30 years, baseball now, and they're going to suffer with this for a while. And baseball now has now gone through the steroid era, where ownership has signed off on steroids and the use of steroids. And the Barry Bonds, Soto, what's his name? What's the guy's name, the outfielder for the Cubs?
What's his name? What is the
Soto. That's not Soto. No, it's not Soto. He's out
of
the game.
We forgot him already.
And we forget about the guy. So the point is, Mark McGwire.
At least you and I have.
On all of these guys.
McGwire, all those guys were doing it.
Yeah,
the Bash brothers.
They were doing it, and that's fine. But, what doesn't sit
Sosa,
well.
Sosa.
Soto. So
that's a street in Los Angeles, by the way.
It is a street. It's a tough street. Yeah. Watch out. But that's an interesting take on Major League Baseball is that for how righteous they are about protecting the lineage of greatness from the turn of the century, the dead ball era, the live ball era, the OK era, all these eras of baseball, and all of the protection that ownership was claiming that they were providing the game in favor of the fans, to say we're protecting this great sport by making sure that we make the announcement that we don't stand for this type of behavior of the players. In the meantime, they're saying, isn't that home run derby a great thing? We made a lot of money off
that. Deal.
Keep shooting up, guys, because this thing is really a paying off for us. And by the way, as I'm talking about this, my hypothesis, and it's just mine, nobody else's. It's where the owners told the press, "Hey, look, you guys are going to interview these players. It's okay with us. We'll allow you access to interviewing Barry Bonds and McGwire. We're going to turn all of the focus from news media." And all of these magazines, the New York Times and ESPN, all of these entities that carry and care about baseball, they're going to go after ownership. And ownership said, "This is my philosophy. Is that here's what we're going to do. You can talk and have access to all the players.
Right.
You can go into the locker room. You can go anywhere they go. You have access." Just start talking about the players using
right.
it and not about ownership, because what was missing in all of that, and I looked for it, what was missing in all of it was, hey, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that the players did all of this on their own without management, without general managers, without anybody else stepping up and saying, hey, wait just a second, Barry Bonds. You know, you're on steroids. You show up here with a size 12 head, and people want to know, hey, what are you doing? You're pumped up, and you're ready to go, and you're hitting baseballs into the ocean. This is BS. What's the deal? And nobody drove him out of baseball.
No.
And the owners said, well, gee, Barry, that's an interesting question, but we're going to allow you, Barry, to talk to the press about that. In the meantime, the ownership knew about it. They condoned it by not getting involved in it.
So you got your steroids.
So you got the steroids.
And you got your the cheating on signs. We'll have more later on the show.
Cheating on signs. And believe me, everybody's doing
it. Dodgers should have been the world champions in 17. That's all I can say.
No, they should not.
Yeah, well, they should have. They were cheating. They stole the signs. That's what I say. Take it away from the Astros. Thank goodness there's the Washington Nationals. We'll be back.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here. Fred Drank handicapping some of the great games there for you. Right now, as we get back, I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. A little bit more here on this baseball scandal. So the Astros, back in 2017, stealing signs. Here's what they did, in case you missed our segment there, but they joined us late. They had a camera out there in center field position camera during the games, and they'd watch the feed in the hallway, and then they'd relay what was coming by hitting a garbage can in the hallway. So you'd hear some clunk, clunk, clunking on this thing, and that would warn the batter that this pitch is coming or that pitch or whatever it might be. And they did this apparently at all their home games, and they did it during the playoffs and the World Series.
And nobody caught on.
You said the Yankees kind of...
Well, eventually, after 60 games.
After a bunch of games over there. But they used the system throughout the 2017 season. And, they got this Mike Fiers, who was a pitcher. He lended credence to this. So that's exactly what happened. He's a whistleblower. And they found the evidence in their system throughout the 17 series, but in the World Series, instead of hitting the trash can, they use a whistle in place of the banging.
Yeah.
And so it's a big deal, they're saying, because of the rules. It's you try to get the advantage on the other team.
That's my preference, is a whistle.
But sign stealing has always gone on. But, I mean, this is blatantly, with electronic cameras out there, this is, criminal. And it cost the other teams games. And didn't they have the best home record? And they won like 100 and I don't know how many games.
107 games last year.
In 18, they won a lot of games too. So, you say that when you played for the Rams – that you would have a guy in the press box that would kind of look things. Hey, there was a scout that told in the 1988 World Series when Eckersley was on the mound, and what's his name came up.
Mel Didier was a scout that told. They had a scouting report on all these guys. That's because they went out and scouted them.
Told Kirk Gibson, he said, if you get to a situation where the count goes 3-2. Bet on the fact he's going to throw you a backdoor slider. And so Kirk Gibson even stepped out of the batter's box and went over in his head again saying, wait a second, it's a 3-2 count. And he creamed that ball out of the ballpark, even though he had no need to run the bases.
That's not stealing
signs. That's scouting. So that's you were kind of scouting, right, when you would be the guys in the press box during the game?
Well, look, I mean, since when, if you're in competition for money, since when are you not going to try and get as much information as you possibly can to help yourself or your team?
Okay.
So that's just natural. What sports writer suddenly who's had like a six pack up there and is making notes suddenly now comes up with a moral argument that if you try to better yourself or the game or the experience by trying to look for clues, trying to catch someone doing something that would help you and help your team's cause, that's just natural. I mean, I know from my own standpoint. I know the things that I did that during the games in the huddles, watching the coaches on the sideline.
Yeah, you talk about that,
and I've talked about it at depth a lot. I won't do it here, but I talked about it at depth often. And it was a staple throughout my career of gathering information that helped me. And therefore, I know that it would help my teammates. It would help Jack Youngblood, who was the other end, who, would see the same things I'm looking at. And so if there's some things I could go over and talk to him about at a TV timeout, if there's a tip, or Jack Reynolds picked this thing up in the Super Bowl when we were playing the Steelers, that Franco Harris would cheat about 6 inches, if that, cheat behind in an offensive setting, Right. And every time that he was in that little setting, it allowed him to take a stutter step, a timing step, so Bradshaw could get the ball, turn around, and hand it to him. And he had enough time because of that stutter step. He had enough time to be able to read where to go, to the left of center or to the right of center. It was a 0-1 hole lead, and they did a very good job of it all year. So we saw it on film, everybody tries to say, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Saturday practice over at USC before the Super Bowl, and we're going to have our own scouts. We're going to try to see what we can come up with. You know, that's been done. George Allen made that famous years and decades ago. They've been doing that forever. And to now, to make it to this degree for a baseball team, you know, it's one thing for steroids, and to have the help of management while you're going through this incredible run of home runs and these great hitters hitting these baseballs all over the freaking place, and ownership and management benefiting greatly financially and ratings and stuff. No doubt that era, the steroid era, really helped Major League Baseball ownership establish. A contract negotiations with the owners,
but let me just throw one more point in for the Astros. Weren't they the guys that were? They had a guy on their staff getting into the Cardinals' computers and stealing Cardinals' information from their website to benefit themselves when they would face the Cardinals. These guys have been cheaters from the get-go.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
right,
Houston, if you're listening, but I got a problem with your team, and I think that the management guys should suffer for this. They should find out how long they've been there and toss them out of the game if they knew about it.
Yeah, I think I would like to have our listeners text, fax, write a letter,
really?
Send over a drone, and tell us what they think about, you know, what we should do with the Astros and this cheating. This is a cheating scam. This is an elaborate. This isn't some guy standing across on the sideline and with a pair of binoculars or a spyglass, saying, you know, every time that this coach stands over there on the 10-yard line,
something happens.
They're running a sweep.
That's right.
You know, if you can break it down like that, God bless you. You're a great scout. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, let's take a look at what the league does, what Major League Baseball does to the Astros. How will they be revered in relationship to Bill Belichick in the past?
Come on, Joe Torre. It's time. Forget about the slant eyes allegations there against you, Darvish. Let's get on to this cheating scandal. Let's hear from Major League Baseball on this one. We're going to wait until you tell us what's going on.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email time. Oh, yeah, we get a lot of it. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And Ronnie has said, all this sports talk is cool, but I want to talk about the most awesome star of all time, Fred Dreyer, the living legend.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Says athletes come and go. 100 years from now, they'll only talk about the great ones like Fred. Have a nice day, Fred. We're just wallpaper in your dream. Love you more than my dog.
Uh-oh. That puts me in a very, very challenging category.
I love you too, Fred, but I don't know if I love you more than Lindy, the Wonder Dog. Well, Steve says, hi, Fred. I'm currently rewatching the entire Hunter series. Question, do you have a favorite guest star that you worked with?
Well, I mean, there's the putative list of movie star people. Like we had like Sammy Davis Jr. and a lot of the old starlets and stuff. But we had a lot of great actors on there. For 7 years, there was a lot of people that came on that show.
You're kind of you could be a great character actor now at this stage of your career, Fred. But you were one of the shows that picked out some of the great character actors and brought them back and had them star in Hunter. It's a good show to watch, and it's replaying all around the country in different networks and everything. Joanne says, always enjoyed the show, Hunter. And Fred Dreyer, big fan of you, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Joanne.
Steve Marsola says, I hope you're enjoying the holiday season. But are you getting into the holidays? Did you go out trick-or-treating this year, by the way, like you did last year?
No, I live in an area that is blighted by no trick-or-treaters.
Blighted? Is that it? Anyway, I'm a local social girl and wish the weather was cooler. Do you have Thanksgiving Day plans? Any special memories from your childhood?
I don't have any plans at all for Thanksgiving. I'm in a great part of the year. The last part from Labor Day all the way to the first of the year. I just love it because everyone else is gone and I get the place to myself.
It's good. And that's great. So anyway, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's what you want to do, and we'll get these things on you. Maybe some questions from today's show, something bugging you or whatever, you can talk to Fred because he has answers to your questions here. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and then the email address is freddreyer@crntalk.com. And don't forget, we come to you every week at this time on Sports Byline, CRN Talk Radio, and of course at SiriusXM Channel 211. Fred Dreyer, crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Buy a 2-pack of Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get a pair of Proformer wiper blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get a pair of Proformer wiper blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last, offer ends 12/31/19.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Get to Kohl's and take an extra 15% off. Save on Cuddledud sheets starting at $25.49, an air fryer $84.99, and a Bella single-serve coffee maker just $33.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's.
Select styles. Offers valid November 7th through 17th. 15% off with promo code SHOP15. Home offer with promo code ENTERTAIN10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Aaron's, we love the holiday spirit. The kindness, the giving, the sharing. For us, that spirit has no season. It's always there, in those doing good all year round. That's why we approve good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? Okay. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want flexible payment options? Sure. Lease to own top brands. Delivery is free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Hey.
Hey, Bench, what are you doing?
I'm rubbing my blue emu on.
Well, you ready to go fishing?
Fishing?
You said we were going fishing this morning.
I have 10 gold glove awards.
Oh, here we go again.
Johnny Bench doesn't go fishing.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Bench goes catching. Blue Emu supports healthy muscles and joints. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers and Amazon.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You know, Fred and I are involved in a little fun that we always have where we handicap some of the games. And we kind of pride ourselves, especially you, Fred. You come up with some of the great picks of all time.
Yeah.
And all we have to is just pick the winners. That's our whole thing. We have to pick the winner, and that's the deal. And so last week we went 4-9. We got four correct.
It was unbelievable. I kept watching these games and kept realizing – I think I can win this. I think I'm going to win. This is going to be a tight game, but I'm going to win.
No, overtime.
Nine losses.
So we went once again. This week we're going once again to our buddy, the expert, Adam Burns, the sportsbook manager for BetOnline.ag. And Adam, welcome to the show, first off. But help us out here. Was last week a bad week? Did a lot of people get kind of – I mean, we don't even do the point spreads when Fred and I do it. You throw the point spreads in there, we're probably 0 for 15. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, last week I think the book did better than the bettors. That Seahawks game, I think we actually needed the Niners, so that one got them some money back for the Monday night game. But yeah, overall for the book, it was a pretty good day.
Well, Adam, welcome to the show. You know, we're 4-9, and while I was sitting down there, I said, you know, this is I feel really good about this this lineup of picks here, And we lost, what, nine games? I'll bet you the average difference was 4 or 5 points.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, NFL is probably, out of all the different sports, has the tightest numbers that are – there's always going to be a couple outliers that are blowouts and stuff like that, but they're usually pretty close. And this week is a really tough week, in my opinion, as well. But like you said, when you make your picks, they look so good, and then after you realize, well, they really weren't that good at all.
Okay, so Adam, so this week, you know, I'm safely betting that the Giants will not lose this week, the New York Giants.
Yeah,
it's
a good bet.
It's a bye week. They're not going to play. But let's look at the stinko game of the week. What's going on here? What's the action going on? The Jets and the Redskins. Redskins are at home. There's like, I don't know, 1.5 or something favored for the Redskins on this one. But the Jets actually beat the Giants. What do you think in this game? Is this going to be an interesting one? Or is it a blowout? It looks like it's going to be close.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be. No one really – this is like a low bet game of the week kind of thing.
No kidding.
You know, there are a lot of Jets and Redskins fans out there, so you'll see a lot of people betting it anyways. And, you know, it's a 1 p.m. game. If it was a 4 p.m. game or a later game, then we'd probably take more money on it. In the NFL, it's really interesting. Like, this Thursday night, obviously, game will – even if it's a bad matchup like this week, but it's a kind of rivalry game. Jets, Redskins, stuff like that.
Okay,
but the four o'clock games, like even this week, there's one at 4, Bengals, Raiders. It's a terrible game, but it's taking more than the Jets game. So it's a lot of it's timing on how much money we take on games.
Yeah, how's that Bengals Raiders game go? It looks like the Raiders heavily favored in that game, huh?
They're 10.5 point favorites. It's not that one sided as I thought. It's about 60% of the money's coming in on the Raiders. But I see that growing as the day goes on Sunday.
The Bengals have had their problems this year. They're actually trying to get Yasiel Puig back to Cincinnati to be a receiver. Maybe that's the Rams, though. The Rams have no receivers. They're on the Sunday night game. What's going on there? The Bears, who have been disappointing all year against the Rams. The Rams, what, favored by about, what, six and a half points now?
Yeah, right on there. It's just about that. And we actually have an interesting, it's 6.5 point Rams. It's taking probably 50-50 money, but we have an interesting prop bet on that game.
What you got?
The Rams haven't scored an offensive TD in 19 straight possessions.
Wow.
So we have a prop on how many possessions will it take them in this game to actually get an offensive TD. And we have it at 3.5. But they haven't done it in 19 in a row. So, you know, there's a case to be made for over or under.
Yeah. Well, we're going to watch that game because I want to watch what the Bears do to Jared Goff.
Yeah, and Sean McVay, they got who's out? Havenstein is out again. Rob is out for
the whole offensive line's finished.
Ryan Allen is out for the year, so they got, you know, we want you to suit up, Adam. See if you can go out there and help out the Rams. Hey, where can we get in touch with you? Are you at betonline.ag? Can we check it all out there and see what the action's doing?
Yep, betonline.ag, and we have all the games for big college football day, especially leading up to the playoffs, and then NFL on Sunday. Thursday night game, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Very surprised here how much money is coming in on Pittsburgh. Probably 3/4 of the money. So we're going to get Cleveland pretty big on Thursday. So I'll be
people got excited because the Steelers beat the Rams last week.
That's there you go. All right, we'll take a break. Thank you so much for being with us. Check it out, Adam Burns, BetOnline.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll continue. Take a quick break. More. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Attention sports fans, now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer is here. And a little more football news over here. We should take a little look at the, you know, the Rams were in the Super Bowl last year, and they kind of got it a little taken to by Belichick and the Patriots. But now Rams are having some problems this year, and you know, what's the deal here? There's no offensive line. There's nobody. You mentioned there's some problems with Goff at quarterback. He's got nobody to throw it to.
He's going to get murdered in Chicago. I mean, they play here, don't they?
They play, yeah.
Okay, they're going to play here, but still and all, the murder can take place in either city.
So, you know, there's nobody to catch the football. We got to get somebody out there. You got anybody from the old team we can bring out for a couple of runs?
Here's the real hardship. And, you know, they tried to sell us last week in Pittsburgh that the Rams could run the ball with what's his face? What's the guy's name?
Gurley.
Todd Gurley. And the truth of the matter is they can't run it. The other kid has a better chance than Gurley does. But they don't have offensive linemen. And that's what, and this is what I keep telling people that that are observant, I keep telling them this is what's happened over a period of time, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, but concentrated the last 5 years for sure, is when the National Football League Players Association decided in the contract negotiations with the owners, a collective bargaining agreement, they don't want to practice. So they don't practice.
In training camp.
And when I mean practice, they do not hit. There's no contact. And so a lot of these teams in the first half of the season, which we are right now, halfway through the season, they don't play at the same pace as they do the last seven games, because they're trying to find their legs. They're starting to hit, and they're getting hurt. You know how many people we ran that past our audience here a couple of weeks ago about how many teams, anywhere from 9 to 12 players are out for every of these teams.
Yeah,
and so the Rams went into camp with an offensive line that was coming off a Super Bowl, and I think they got the best out of that offensive line last year. And so what happens this year? They come out and they have been manhandled at the line of scrimmage this year. They're 4-5. Is that what they are? 4-5?
Yeah, something like that.
And they don't look a threat to me. They don't have anybody that can come out and control the line of scrimmage like I always talk about. You're going to play against the Bears this week at the Coliseum. And the truth of the matter is the Bears are going to beat you up at the line of scrimmage. And if they do that, then you're going to have a problem, because you're going to have to throw the ball 55 times in order to move the ball down the field.
5-4 the Rams are.
5-4?
5 wins, 4 losses, yeah.
Oh, okay.
3 games behind the 49ers.
Yeah. You've got Andrew Whitworth, Austin Corbett, Austin Blythe. Too many Austins for me.
Yeah.
Right guard is David Edwards, and the right tackle is Bobby Evans. Those guys, need backup. And even in the letterhead, it says here, Sean McVay lays out a plan for offensive line. Says Rams will look at free agents.
Colin Kaepernick, forget about quarterback. We might need you to catch a few.
Yeah.
Brian Allen out for the year. Rob Havenstein, he's missing some weeks. It's like this offensive line has been hit a lot. And so are there any good free agents out there? Maybe we get Rob Gronkowski to come out of retirement.
Well,
what do you think?
Nowadays, here's what happens. Nowadays, teams reach the halfway mark in the season,
right,
and then realize they're not contenders. And so they've got people on their roster that they could cut and they could relieve, take their money and give it to somebody else. You know, they can do some maneuvering with salary cap in the second half of the season. So when they say we'll be looking at free agents, they're looking at people who have been cut, who are sitting on the sideline, and who are available to sign as free agents. And there's also teams that here are going to probably they're starting. Starting football players on other teams that could become free agents because those teams are not in contention.
Well, James has emailed you at freddreyer@crntalk.com, and James says, Dreyer fan till the end, greatest defensive end ever. So you're playing on the Rams right now. What do you do? I mean, let's say you're coaching the team. You got to go out and get some people here. You got to help out now. There's too many injuries, right?
Well, you can never have enough people. It's like money. You can never have enough money, and so when it comes down to it, you've got the season ahead of you, and what are you going to do about it? You've won 5, you lost 4. You need some support, need some pass blockers. They got to go out and get them. And let's see what happens.
All right, there your thoughts on this. Email Fred. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But don't forget to send him an email, because we're going to read some here for you, too, on the show. So send it to Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com, Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com. Sports Lounge coming to you from Sports Byline, CRN Talk, and, of course, everybody at SiriusXM Channel 211. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, the Dallas Mavericks and their owner, Mark Cuban, is agreeing with load management. Tell us about load management.
Well, it's an evaluation of how to keep people fresh.
Yeah.
Basketball, the latest load management scam that goes forward is Kawhi Leonard, Clipper guard.
Yep.
And they play him, they'll probably, it's 82 games, regular season games.
Yep.
He'll probably play in 65 of them.
Yes.
Maybe, if he doesn't get hurt. But the idea is that he'll play in all games except for back-to-back games.
And get a little rest in those games.
And he'll get some rest and
help you in the playoffs.
And the accumulative effect was displayed when he went from San Antonio to the Raptors and helped them win the world championship.
If Cuban agrees with it, he should know because he's full of a load of it. I just couldn't wait to use that joke. All right, so Mike Piazza is going to get back into a little baseball. He's managing the Italian Baseball League in the 2021 World Baseball Classic. What do you think of that?
Not much, so...
Angels, they're kind of reshaping things over there. Now they got Joe Maddon managing the team. And Tony La Russa has joined the Angels as a senior advisor for baseball ops. I think that's a great
idea. Not only is it a great idea, but remember, wisdom. You got to put people on the bench in your organization in positions of wisdom. And everybody else is as smart as you want, but you got to have people who know what the hell they're doing and be smart about it.
You got to have what they call a good baseball head, and I think La Russa is one of the best.
Oh yeah, of course.
I loved him. He was at the White Sox. He was at the Cardinals for years. This guy's a good guy. Oakland, too. I think.
Yeah.
Now in the front office with the Angels, that's a good move.
I think it is,
and I'm for good scouts too. All right, we got to get out of here. Reminder: you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him freddreyer@crntalk.com. We're here every week at this time. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, once again, a great show. We have a great audience. We look forward to seeing you guys next time.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.